Many people have a desire to enter the world of investing, whether it be through real estate, stocks, or entrepreneurship. However, people often face self-doubt, a limited belief system, or simply a lack of knowledge to put behind their ambition. It's easier than you think to overcome these obstacles if you know exactly what's holding you back. Partner with Andre to forge new neurological pathways that unlock breakthrough strategies for income generation, reshape your belief systems, and construct your desired life. With over 15 years of experience in finance and a decade devoted to teaching wealth preservation, these achievements are no mere coincidence. One thing is clear, if others have done it, you can too. Start your complimentary action plan today at www.andrestewartauthor.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. If you've been searching for ways to break free from the 9-to-5 grind, scale or start your own business, generate passive income, or gain insights from others who have achieved their desired lifestyle, get ready. Prepare to be inspired as we provide you with invaluable tips, resources, and firsthand experiences from Andre and other industry experts who have accomplished remarkable things in their respective fields. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast, your roadmap to success. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to Mindset Mondays. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And have you ever thought, like, how does someone become ultra successful? You know, as a kid, you would be like, that's my car. Or, you know, like me, I would ride around different neighborhoods and look at houses. They'd be like, I'm gonna live in a house one day. So I know we've all had those experiences where we're like, how does someone become successful to the world where they have a jet, or someone you pass by and they're in a Phantom or a crazy car, right? But that's what we're gonna talk about today, right? There's five principles to success. So like success looks different for everyone. Like my goal is to have a private jet. That's not someone else's goal. Someone else's goal might just be to get a house or something like different. Like everyone has different success levels. But the key to all of them is those five principles. So today we're going to break down what they are. And I came across these different principles. Like I said, if anybody follows me, they know I've done NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And I've also went through Millionaire Mind Intensive. So a lot of these things that I learned are from those experiences of going through those different programs and learning all of these things. So I want to give you guys the tips, the secrets. It's not even really secrets. It's really just principles that people should follow. And you can reach whatever level of success that you want. And we're going to go over it today. So principle number one, you got to know your outcome. And what I mean by that is you have to basically visualize the goal from the end. A lot of times people just visualize a goal that they want to accomplish. Not even visualize. Most people aren't even visualizing their goal. They just have a goal that they want to accomplish. You need to see yourself. You need to think from the end. So what that means is I'm going to use public speaking as an example, because that's what I wanted to do. And I want to be an actor. So I'm going to use those two different things. So being a public speaker, if that's what your goal is, you need to visualize yourself being on the stage talking to people. So like that's what it means. Think from the end and visualize from the end. So be on the stage doing whatever it is, like talking to the audience or explaining whatever it is, or whatever that looks like. If you want to be an actor, picture yourself, you know, reading a script next to your favorite actor, right? Or actress, or whoever that is. So when it comes to knowing your outcome, visualize it from the end. Be that person at that moment in that time, because when you go and you think about then is going to be now, right? Because when you reach your goal, it's not going to be then. It's going to be now. You have now reached your goal. So you need to think from the end, which is now. And by doing that, you're putting yourself and you're getting that feeling of what it's going to be like to have that goal, to be in that goal, to be on that stage, to be whatever it is, like be the manager or be in the NBA or whatever your goal is. You have to act as if it's already happened. And you have to visualize it over and over again. And if anybody's read my book, Epitome of the Mind, I talk about that. Being able to manifest those goals and those dreams, you're thinking from the end while you're manifesting when you're in your meditation stage, which would be whatever that is. But I like to do mine right when I'm getting ready to go to bed, because that energy for the creation is called delta energy. So when you're in the meditative state and you're in the delta energy, you're going to be visualizing from the end. Visualize whatever it is at that point in time that you're doing. And in my case, many times before I even started speaking and doing podcasts, doing what I'm doing now, I had videos of myself doing it. I would get in the mirror, or I would be standing up in my room at night in the dark talking about some of the things that I'm talking about right now. Just standing there being like, do this or go over there or really, like I did all these different things. So like they eventually started to manifest because anything that I do, even when my son, he wants to go to the NBA, I'm telling him to think from the end. Think from like that you're already on the court. Like, what are you doing? What like, give me the example of like you doing the crossover, who you crossing over. So you got to do different things like that. Think from the end. And that's one of the first principles, because you can't really get to a certain place without even believing that you can be there. And this is the number one and the main key component to programming your brain is visualization. And then you thinking from the end during your visualization is kind of making yourself or your subconscious mind believe that you can do what it is that you want to do. And then second principle is take action. So obviously, you can't get to the outcome if you're not taking action, right? You can't even arrive to being that public speaker, in my case, or that actor without taking action. And so what that means is get your ass up and go. Go get it. Go. For me, I went to public speaking training. It was like a 10 or 14 day training. I did that. I mean, like there's Toastmasters you got to go to. Or I took acting classes. I did commercial acting. If anybody know my story, I was a commercial actor for a long time. I did modeling. I did all those different things. But I went through John Casablanca. If anybody knows that, it's a modeling school. So I took the action to get to where I was trying to go. So once the opportunity presented itself, I was ready, right? So if you want to get to a certain outcome, if you're not ready when that outcome comes or when that opportunity comes, then how are you going to take advantage? So take action. A lot of times people think, okay, well, I mentioned this secret in the last video. Yeah, just because you visualize something or just because you want something, you still have to take action to get whatever that is that you're visualizing. The opportunities will arise because you're visualizing it and you're thinking from the end, but you need to be able to know what those opportunities are and take advantage and take action when they come. So when those doors open for them to, you know, whatever it is for me, like, you know, I went to that Millionaire Mind Conference, and at the Millionaire Mind Conference, they had a training program called Train the Trainer, which is a public speaking training. So boom, had I not took action and went to the conference, I wouldn't have been able to find the training for the public speaking training, right? And at that public speaking training, people were like, once you get done with this, for you to basically fine tune your skill, you need to go to Toastmasters. So then I went to Toastmasters, right? So I'm always fine tuning my craft of what I want to do. I'm constantly taking action. And so one of my coaches would always be like, stay ready so you don't have to get ready, right? So with you taking action, you're going to be able to manifest that life, because as you're taking action, as you're going and doing it, your body's going to start to believe, your belief system is going to start changing into whatever this is, your outcome that you're trying to manifest or thinking from the end, right? You're taking action. So you're going to be in that state. Your mental state is going to always be there because you're at the public speaking training. You're at the Toastmaster. You're at the whatever it is, like whatever your thing is, you're always constantly doing that, right? And so being able to, you know, take action just basically gets you closer to number one. And then the third principle basically is having sensory acuity. And so having sensory acuity basically means you are able to read people or read situations that are going to be beneficial to you. So again, back to, I always give examples of my own situation because, I mean, that's what I could do. So with me having sensory acuity, the way that I found out about Toastmasters is because someone at the public speaking training, they just kept looking at me, right? And so I'm just like, why does this person keep looking at me? I don't know. They just kept looking over a couple of times throughout the conference. So then eventually I made my way over to that person and I'm like, what's up, man? How you doing? And I wasn't like, why are you looking at me? Right? I was just like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Like, I just saw him in the hallway and just kind of like bopped around, made my way over to him. And then eventually I started talking to him. And as you know, we just started talking and we connected, right? We connected and they were like, oh, you know, they gave me the idea for Toastmasters, right? Which is, again, it's in line with what my destiny is. It's in line with what I'm trying to do. it's in line with what my purpose is. Have I not had the sensory acuity to be able to read the person that was in the room with me? I wouldn't have made my way over there to get another tip that's going to get me to the end, right? Which what my outcome is.
Ever wished you had the opportunity to buy a stock like Facebook, Amazon, or Netflix before it went public or was able to get shares in companies like VC firms and angel investors? Well, here's your chance. Go to investfar.com/invest and reserve a position. For the next 1 to 3 months, InvestFAR is allowed a limited number of low-cost shares be available for friends, family, and its community per SEC regulations before it goes public. Imagine being able to 1,000x or 10,000x your investment, like the top 5%. With exclusive opportunities such as this, positions are limited and the window of time is short. Don't miss your chance. That's INV, as in Victor, ESTFAR.com/invest.
Again, being able to have sensory acuity and read the situation that allowed me to get another tip or another step that's going to get me toward my goal, right? So when you're, even with this person, like being able to look at this person, when you're having a conversation with someone, you still need to be able to read them. You need to be able to read them because they might just be like, oh, hey, how you doing? They could be nervous or whatever the case is. You saw them looking at you. You made your way over to them. You introduced yourself. Now you're talking to them. They could be a person that's shy, but if you're reading them and being able to look at their body language and being able to tell how they're breathing or being able to tell like, oh, this person's kind of nervous. These are all abilities of a person that has sensory acuity. So with you being able to assess and read a person, you know how to steer the conversation, right? You know how to take it in a way where you need to find out whatever it is that you need to get to step number one, right? So when you have a break in an event and this person or the situation comes up and you go over there and you meet that person or whatever it is, it doesn't even have to be a person. It just gives you the option to be able to read people or read situations or read events that's going to take you and, you know, carry you closer to whatever your goal or your vision is. So, right, that leads me to my next point, which is being able to have behavioral flexibility. You need to have behavioral flexibility because when you meet someone, whether it be at an event, like I just explained, you need to be able to choose when to be assertive, when to be able to fall back, or, you know, basically observe other people's responses. So when you having behavioral flexibility, you just know how to get what it is you're trying to get from whoever it is, whatever the situation is, whether it be an event, whether it be a class, whether it be a teacher, whatever the case is, right? When you having the flexibility, you know how to like assert yourself or make someone do what you want them to do by either taking action and taking control of the situation or just letting that person talk, right? One of the main things on your journey is like your ability to be able to listen and stop talking is going to be key because you all and everyone should all know you're going to learn more by listening than talking. So if you're in a situation where you're observing someone's behavior, then you know, like, all right, I'm going to just let this person keep talking. And then you're going to be able to pick up on stuff just because this person might be way more knowledgeable than you are. You let them run rampant and then they just going, you will pick up. And a lot of times, you know, like people like to hear themselves talk. I remember a bunch of situations where I would just let people talk and I might have been like, oh, man, that's great. Oh, that's cool. Oh, man, that's great. Like, oh, I can't believe that. I didn't say anything. What did I say? At the end of that conversation, that person's like, oh, my God, like that person's so awesome. That was such a great conversation. Like, I didn't even say anything. But the fact that I just chilled there, smiled and just said, oh, man, cool. That's great. It showed, for one, that I was listening. And then it just made that person be heard. And a lot of times people just want to be heard or they want to be seen. And so with you being able to observe and know this and have sensory acuity, you have all of these things, right? They're all connected. This is how people become successful because they're able to read a room. They're able to read a person. They're able to shut the hell up and listen and learn from somebody that they don't know, right? Or that they might, you know, have more experience than they do. So being able to have those different things are pivotal for success. And so for me, my dad was like, man, 99% of what he told me was correct. My dad would talk a lot, but when he would talk, I would listen. And some of the stuff that he was saying, it was engaging. Like he was a good conversationalist and he could tell stories. So like when he would say things, I'll let him go. And sometimes I'd be like, bro, I gotta go. But for the most part, anytime he would talk, there's so many different things that I picked up on from my dad just because he, you know, he lived a full life. Like he probably lived 100 lives in one life, right? So when you're dealing with someone and being able to just let them talk, and I'm like that in general, period. Like if you meet me in person, I'm not going to say that much. You might see me talking a lot on a podcast or a YouTube video because that's what I'm doing. But if you listen to Investing Uncensored, most of the time when I'm interviewing someone, I'm not doing a lot of talking, right? So I basically learn a lot and I go through life and I learn experiences from other people and I don't have to experience them from myself, especially if they're negative. Like I've learned from that person just because anybody that I meet, even on a plane, I'm going to get you to talk and then I'm going to just fall back, right? So that's what I mean. So, you know, being able to know your outcome, right? Taking action, having sensory acuity, and understanding behaviors are four very, very important things that you need to have on your journey. And then the last five is like, man, operate from a state or physiology or psychology of excellence. And so when you operate in a state of excellence, like fake it till you make it. Everybody knows that saying, fake it till you make it. The reason that is because when you fake it till you make it or you operating from a state of excellence, that's going to just draw people to you because when people see you and you walk in a room and you have a certain energy and you walk in with your head up, people are always going to be like, who is that dude? If you're dressed a certain way, if you conduct yourself a certain way, you don't got to be LeBron James to walk in a room and get people to look, right? Your energy is going to speak for volumes for you. So if you operate in a physiology or a psychology of excellence, everything you're going to do is going to be perfected. At all times, you need to be trying to peak in whatever it is, right? That's just kind of how it goes. And so when you move like that, you're only going to draw in other people that are, one, either on the same level as you, or someone's going to look at you and be like, that dude's going somewhere. That dude's going places. Let me just go see you. Let me go run over there and talk to him. Or they're going to try to be around you. And if people see you and you walk in and you're dressed a certain type of way and you're carrying, you got a certain swagger about yourself, everyone's going to want to talk to you. The people that are below you, they want to be on your level. The people that are on the same level, because they can have a conversation with you. And the people that are above you, who see the potential in you, are going to want to have a conversation with you. So you can see operating in a state of excellence at all times is going to basically draw anyone and everyone to you. So like, if you're trying to be successful, these are the main things you need to focus on, right? Because that's what everyone does. Everyone knows to fake it till you make it, right? And so that's what separates people that are successful and people that are not, because the ones that aren't and they're still operating and acting like they are going to eventually become the person that they're acting like. That's your reality is your perception of reality. So whatever you perceive life to be is eventually what's going to manifest. So if you're always, even if you're not excellent at something, but you're acting like that and you're in that state of excellence, your life is bound to become excellent in every facet that you're acting excellent at, because it has no choice but to. Because if you're low level, but you're doing excellent things, the things that you're doing low level are going to come up to the level of where you bring it. And that's excellence. So guys, the five principles. Know where you're going. Think from the end. Number two, take action. You can't get there without taking action and making those moves. Number three, have sensory acuity. Pay attention. Work the room. Look around. See what's going on. Observe, right? You got to always be on it. I'm going to harp on number three because my parents were military. So they always had me looking out for my surroundings, right? So I've had sensory acuity since I was young. And you know, man, like if a situation's about to pop off with you having sensory acuity, you can also avoid danger. So that's just a whole nother reason why you need to have sensory acuity. Number four, having behavioral flexibility. You're right. I just said it. Be able to read a room and understand how to act in that room. And number five, operate in a state of excellence. Be excellent, man. Why would you be mediocre or half-assed anything that you do anyway? Like, what's the point in doing it in the first place, right? So operate from a state of excellence with anything that you do, and that will basically draw success to you. All the things that I just mentioned right now will make you successful because it has no choice but to be successful, because that is your only outcome if you're doing exactly what you're doing to be successful. You can't go anywhere but success if you're doing nothing but successful things. So guys, operate in a state of excellence and subscribe. Like, there's going to be a ton of videos coming out that's going to be able to change your internal representation. And if you don't feel like you can operate in these different arenas and be like you can operate in a state of excellence, that's what the videos are for. That's why we're doing Mindset Mondays, to get you in the mindset to where you can be successful and basically achieve whatever it is you want to achieve in life. So subscribe and hit that like button and share this with anybody you think that needs to be able to, you know, level up. And I know the thing about it, the last thing I'll say is, like, when you get to the level of where you're successful, you start traveling and you start going different places. And sometimes I travel alone by myself a lot. And sometimes you want your friends, you want your family to be able to travel with you, but you also don't want to always spend the money for them to travel with you, right? So if you have people that you want to be on your journey with you or be able to take trips with you, share the video, have them subscribe to the channel, because then you guys are going to level up at the same time. And you be like, hey, let's go to Dubai for the weekend. Or hey, let's go to the Maldives for the weekend. Or let's go for a week. Let's go somewhere for 2 weeks. They'll be able to go with you. But anyway, until next time, guys, take care.